Emotions are simply energy in motion. And the more that we get in our way, it stops us to move through. You matter. My purpose is stronger than these fears. And sometimes all you need to do is fight back a little bit too and know that you're worth it. How many times do we run from facing the emotions that we go through? Where is that happening in your life? And what are you going to do about it? Because the more that we feel... Welcome to Crystal Wrote Impacts, a space dedicated to empowering you to be the change that your bloodline has been waiting for. Join me and together, let's inspire change. Today, we're going to talk about extreme emotions. And that actually came about because I'm going through some extreme freaking emotions. Even today, doing this podcast and just life over the last month has just been so extreme that I have struggled to deal with my emotions, and I've had to step back so many times and actually think to myself, what is going on? Is this my reality? What got me to this point? Why do I have these emotions, and what am I going to do with them? And emotions are simply energy in motion. And the more that we get in our way, it stops it from going through or us able to move through. And I feel like a lot of times when it's extreme, that's where the struggle comes in, because we're trying to stop it. We're trying to stop that emotion from moving past us. And I always like to share with people when they're struggling or they are going through something really challenging to just feel, because feeling is in the healing. And the more that we feel, the more we heal. And for me personally, this healing journey is just continuously going. And it will always be that way, because we're always learning new things. When we level up, the new devil shows up, right? And so we're just facing all the things all the time. But when it's so much, what do? Who do you turn to? For me personally, the whole day today, I have felt extreme emotions. And in all honesty, like, I kind of just want to give up. I'm struggling to believe in myself, and I'm holding back from giving my best when I know that I can give more. And that's just really coming down to all of these emotions that I'm feeling within myself, whether it's a lack of belief, limiting belief, whether it's me being my true authentic self, whether it's me trying to be somebody I'm not. It's just crazy. It's a crazy time for me to be experiencing all these emotions. And I know that a lot of my personal trauma is holding me back. And I'm also going through a lot that is bringing up old things that is actually making it hard for me to show up. But why? My why is the most important thing. And so I have to ask myself the hard question. I have to ask myself, what is going on here? What am I not learning? Why is everything so hard? And I think right now is because I need to remember my vision. I need to remember my purpose. And I need to understand that emotions are feelings, and that I'm allowed to feel. How many times do we avoid feelings? How many times do we run from facing the emotions that we go through? You know, like that croaky voice just before you're going to cry, but you push it down and you hold back so that you don't cry, so you don't feel, so you don't express, so you don't come across some kind of way. Well, that's me right now. That's me not giving myself permission to feel, and it's just holding me back. Where is that happening in your life? And what are you going to do about it? For me right now, I'm still here. I'm still showing up, and I'm still trying to reach my end goal. And it's not always easy. Like right now, it's really, really hard. It's really hard to sit here and to be real and to continue to do this. But I'm still sitting here. I'm still pushing back my fear. And I'm fighting my fear of judgment and all the things that are sent here to destroy me and to stop me from helping you. And you matter. This world matters to me. And I know that my purpose is stronger than these fears and emotions that I am experiencing right now. And I'll continue to fight for that. And sometimes all you need to do is fight back a little bit too and know that you're worth it. Because I know I'm worth it. I know that my dreams and my purpose and my vision are real. They matter and they are so achievable. And sometimes we just have to sit here and keep pushing through, no matter how hard the day may be, no matter how extreme these emotions are that are making it so hard to focus, it's just so hard right now. But I know that there's a reason and there's a purpose to why I'm feeling and experiencing this. And so I'm going to ask you, why are you going through some of the emotions that you are right now? Why are you experiencing some of these emotions? And what are you doing to overcome them? For me, I'm still continuing to do this podcast. I am still continuing to push back and fight the fear and do it anyway. And you know what? I do believe in myself. I do believe that I have a passion and a purpose. And that I also know that these emotions are valid and they are real. And I'm just going to take care of myself a little bit more over the next coming days. I'm going to take time and I'm going to show myself a bit of self-love. Whatever that looks like in the moment, I'm going to try and do. Because I matter just like you matter. So, being real with one, being real with your emotions is sometimes all we can do. And remember, emotions are just energy in motion. So we have to get out of our own way sometimes and let it flow so that we can get back to living. And never let your extreme emotions stop you from becoming the person that you are destined to be. If there's just one thing that I want to leave you with is to never give up and just remember this too shall pass. I'll see you in the next episode.